Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 9 and verse 51. As the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. There's a wonderful description of the servant of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7, which says that he set his face like flint. He was absolutely fixed on heading in one definite direction in obedience to the Lord. That's precisely what we see here in this verse in Luke's Gospel. Jesus knew exactly what was going on. He knew that the Jewish leaders were determined to kill him, and yet he headed to the city where his life would be under the greatest threat. If anyone had done a risk assessment of the situation, Jesus would have been told to avoid the area and head back up north to Galilee. Jesus' complete commitment to his Father's will is awesome. He could have chosen to avoid the dangers, but his desire was to be obedient, so he strode down south to Jerusalem. He had no fear, and he took a route which no Jewish person would ever have been advised to take. He walked through Samaria, whose people hated and despised the Jews. Sure enough, the Samaritan people kicked up a fuss when they knew that he was heading to Jerusalem. This angered James and John, who suggested to Jesus that he might like to call down fire from heaven to destroy the people. But Jesus wasn't impressed, and he rebuked them for their offer. As they continued on the road to Jerusalem, a man told Jesus that he would follow him wherever he went. Jesus' response was to inform him that foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. Jesus then invited the man to follow him, but he clearly wanted to ensure that the man had no illusions. Following Jesus would require a single-minded commitment. Nothing short of that would do. He was calling on all his followers to set their faces like flint, both then and indeed now. So let me ask you a question. Have you set your face like flint in obedience to Christ? Now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you invite us to live a life of obedience to you. Give us strength today to head resolutely in the direction you want us to go. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.